So it's a pleasure to be here, and the theme for tonight is Built with Love and Possibly Duct Tape, Stories of Baltimore's Creative Community. And I am so honored to be a part of the creative community here. In fact, I know everybody backstage. Everybody backstage, I came to know them in different ways. And I actually was just thinking that the person that I know, or that I first met, was actually Jessica back in 1998 in my very first apartment in Baltimore, because one of my high school friends was Jessica's best friend. And so she brought her over to my first apartment. Like, I would like hung out and talked, and was kind of didn't even realize it until like 15 years later. So, so as an independent musician, you know, I'm very familiar with duct tape and all different forms of adhesives. So, you know, gaffing tape, scotch tape, Gorilla Glue, you know, all of it. So I wanted to talk about a specific project that I've worked on for many years, and it's a project called Out of the Blocks. I don't know if... Oh, okay, some people have heard it. Okay, great. And it's a project that I worked on actually with Jessica's husband, Aaron, and, you know, we had a lot of success with the project, but I just wanted to share a little bit about sort of like how it came to be and, you know, some of the adhesives that we had to use along the way. So I had two albums that were out in 2010, and Aaron and I were not friends yet, but he had interviewed me a couple of times on his show, The Signal, which was one of my favorite shows, and, you know, talked to me about my albums. And after the second interview, he reached out and sent me an email, and he was like, hey, I'd love to talk to you about this idea I have. So I said, okay. So we met, and he said, I have this idea for this story. The idea is that I'll go to a city block and make it my mission to meet everyone on that block and interview them about whatever they want to talk about. And I would love it if I could use music from your two albums as background music. So at this particular point in time, I was really interested in like getting into like scoring and film scoring, but I had no idea really sort of how to do that. And so I just kind of had this idea and wasn't sure how he'd feel about it. But I said, you know, you can do that, but how would you feel about me scoring each individual episode with like an original score? And he was like, oh man, that really, like, that's amazing, you know. So, and then he said, we don't have any money. So I was like, which that's like, for those of you that don't know, that's like the standard budget for like aspiring musicians, right? Aaron, maybe because he's a drummer, I don't know, but he threw in this perk, and he's like, what I can do is, when the show airs, we can direct people to your website, and it can actually live on your website, so people can go there, you know, and sort of drive track. It's like the exposure, that's the exposure thing that you hear about. So so that's what we did. So we picked, the first block was the 3300 block of Greenmount Avenue, and we had no idea what we were doing. In fact, it was going to be the only block. This was just going to be a one-time show. And it took us like a year to make it. Because again, it's like, you know, you're showing up on a block, people don't know who you are. They're like, are you like the police? Or like, you know, like, who are you? And so it took us like a year to make it. And, you know, we finally had it done. And I remember we threw like a little listening party at the Wind-Up Space. And, you know, we were like, okay, you know, we made this thing, and Aaron and I went to City Cafe, which is no longer here, and for like a, I know. But we went to have a celebratory meal, right, because we finished this thing finally. So we're eating our, you know, burgers, and I remember we were just sitting there like kind of dreaming, you know, and we were like, man, this was so cool. Like, man, what if we did like another one? And we were like, oh, yeah, that'd be cool if we could do that. And you know what would be cool? You know, if we could, like, make this, like, a series, like, that, whoa, wouldn't that be cool? Like, what if we could do this in other, like, states? You know, and this wasn't planning. This was literally just, like, dreaming, right? So 2 years later, oh, sorry, that show won Radio Show of the Year that year. Yes, yeah. So 2 years later, we managed to do a second block. We did a block on Patapsco. That one ended up winning Radio Show of the Year that year. So at that point, you know, the station, WIPR, was like, you know, maybe we have something here. Like, maybe we should, like, start doing this more. So so we did, and we started doing, instead of doing them every 2 years, we started cranking them out every 8 weeks, basically. And it was just the two of us, right? So Aaron, you know, would do his, I mean, Aaron's incredible. Like, we all, like, Aaron's amazing. And he would do these interviews, and, you know, I would go with him and take my camera, and I would, you know, take all these photographs, and we sort of, like, got the system going. So we'd, like, find the person on the block that, like, everyone kind of, like, looked up to. And sometimes it was, like, the most talkative person. Sometimes it was the quietest person. And I'd take their picture, and then when we'd show up the next day, we'd have, like, pictures to show other people. And so we, you know, really sort of to get gained this trust. So we ended up getting all this funding, and we won a regional Edward R. Murrow Award, then a national Edward R. Murrow Award. Then we got funding to do these in other cities. So, you know, we got to go to Detroit and Chicago and Juneau, Alaska. And we went to South Dakota, to the Pine Ridge Native American Reservation, and we went to Oakland. We went all over the place, right? And Aaron and I became, well, he's one of my best friends. You have to ask him how he feels. But he became, like, one of my closest friends. So in 2016, I had an injury playing soccer and completely ruptured my Achilles tendon, right? So, like, just severed. Awesome, you know. And so I had to have surgery and, you know, couldn't really do anything for myself, and I had friends. Aaron was one of the people who'd come and, like, cook me meals. But at some point, you know, we had to get back to work, and I'd had surgery, and I wasn't allowed to put any weight on that leg for 8 weeks. And I was at about the 4 week mark, and I was, like, feeling, you know, I had, like, crutches, and I was starting to get around pretty, you know, pretty well and feeling pretty confident. And I was offered a talk at Peabody. This is before I taught there, on my birthday in 2016. And the day before, I called them to tell them that I didn't think I'd be able to do it because, you know, I just was worried I'd go and maybe hurt myself. And so they said they understood. So on my birthday, I was in my apartment, and it can get kind of lively outside my window. I live in an interesting part of town, and I heard someone, like, shouting outside. So I, like, got up, and I, you know, was trying to get to the window, and, you know, again, I was, like, feeling pretty confident. I was on my crutches, and I went a little too fast, and, you know, like, I started to, I kind of, like, missed a step and was kind of, like, falling forward, but, you know, no big deal. So I just put my foot out to break my fall, and then I realized, like, oh, I can't put this foot down, you know, like, this is gonna, like, what if something happens? So on my way down, I took my other leg and swung it forward, like, full force, like, to get it down in time. And I smashed it into the crutch, right? So I went straight down and then looked at my foot, and my pinky toe was at a 90-degree angle, the top joint. So I had, like, a messed up Achilles and a broken toe. And I actually had to call someone to come and help me. I had to lay there for 30 minutes and then got a wheelchair and, you know, like, really couldn't move around. But there was this show we had to do. So Aaron, like, the next week, we had to go up to Reisterstown Road and, like, get these interviews. And so he put the wheelchair in the back of his car, put me in the back seat of his car, drove up to Reisterstown Road and was, like, wheeling me around. It was actually a snowstorm, so, like, wheeling me around, like, in the snow for, like, 3 days straight. And, you know, so that was one of many, many trials and tribulations that we had making the show. But what I want to say about all of that is really two things that I learned. The first is, if you are going to work on a project, try to work on it with your best friend, right? That makes a huge difference. And the second thing is that you should always be open to any form of adhesive, regardless of what it is. Doesn't matter what it is. That sticky stuff is the key to success.